saw you briefly this morning, and I just, it's amazing. I didn't know you were going to come tonight, but I felt like there was something so tangible over your life. And I felt like, I walked past you briefly this morning, and I almost went, whoa, that lady has got so much. And I really just felt tonight again that the Lord has highlighted you together as a couple, and I saw the two of you, and you've done, the two of you together have done such an amazing job with your family, with the people around you. But I feel like it's starting, something new is going to begin in your hearts. And there's a new passion, and there's something new, and there's something exciting. And I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know the specifics, but I just saw the two of you becoming so excited about this thing. And I feel like it's a dream that the two of you have dreamt together, even when you were younger. And I feel like the Lord is going to start to give you the timing, and you're going to know. And Charlene, I saw you in the kitchen, and I feel like you just love to make food. You love to cook. You love to have people enjoy your meal. And I feel like as you love to have people enjoy your meal. So the Lord is saying to you, come set this time aside and come and enjoy my meal that I have for the two of you, because my meal that I have for the two of you is going to blow you away. You are not an old couple. Your days are only beginning. And it's almost like on a timeline, I saw just as in the spirit, just from the bird's eye view, your life has just been like this. And God says there is still many, many, many years ahead. And those dreams are going to be fulfilled in these years to come. So I see the two of you together. I see the two of you working together. And I just see this passion coming back, and this passion restored. I don't know if that makes sense. So I think many of us are... Do you want to go, Dave? Sorry. Lynn Leona sitting there. I also just felt for you. I was standing in front of you, and I had to look back because I felt like there was buckets and buckets of like heavenly water just being poured over your head in worship. And I felt like your heart has been crying out for so much more of God. There's been a heart that said, Lord, I want it all. I don't want a little bit. I want it all. And I just felt like in worship, I don't know if you felt it, but I felt like these buckets were just being poured over you. And I feel like it's going to be a season that you're going to walk into now, where every time you're in worship, you're going to feel the saturation of the presence of God and the saturation in God. And I feel like the Lord's even begin to speak to you about the word saturation and staying in His presence and living in His presence. But I just feel like there's a new season, and it's just going to be so awesome and almost overwhelming in a sense. So,
I just felt for this couple. I don't know you. Come over here a minute. So I'm sitting up to the piano, and see God just pour gold into your lives. John, hold this back. So I think there's going to be a lot. So guys, I just feeling God pouring wealth into this couple. So if anyone needs a loan, this is the couple to talk to. But there's with wealth comes this growing up. There's this kind of stature. And so I see you as a couple of stature, that of means, with authority, to be able to administer the wealth and the gold that God has given to you. So I'm going to pray for that to happen right now. Okay, I'm sure you don't need to think about twice whether you want to receive that one, but we're going to pray for you anyway. So Father, hold your hands. I said, Father, I take the picture of gold that has been deposited into their lives. Father, you pour wealth into those that you trust to administer it well. And Father, I pray for this couple that you will grow them up quickly, that you will place authority in their lives. Father, that they will lead with a new edge, and they will be people not only financial means, but people, Father, of a great deposit. There will be a great deposit in this couple that many will come and will drink of and will ask of. So this is not just wealth. This is a deposit being made into you right now. Drink deeply, guys. Drink deeply as it comes in. A deposit that no man can take away from you. It will be with you for the rest of your life, and you'll remember this day. This is the day God placed something in us, deposited something in us right now. Gold being poured out on you right now, Father. That's it. Wasn't that hard, was it? Just drink that in.
Now, if you don't receive a word tonight, you know the thing, hey? Just receive those words. So I hope there were a whole bunch of you receiving that word to be wealth builders. Not, we don't know if everyone's going to get a personal word tonight. I mean, we didn't expect this many of you to come. But I feel that those that do will be blessed perfectly for where they're at in their lives. And those that didn't would be blessed in the corporate anointing of the glory realm that's here. So I just wanted to remind you of that. And remember that we also live by faith. Those who operate in the prophetic walk by faith. And so if we speak something and it doesn't confirm what's going on in your hearts, then please don't try and make it happen. A prophetic word is simply to confirm what you already felt going on. You felt destiny inside of you, and a prophetic word is simply to call out that destiny so you can step into that destiny. So if it doesn't work for you, then that's okay. We're also human. Is that all right? Amen. Mm-hmm.
James, can I just add one thing?
Yes.
I just really sense, and I've been chatting with Steve and the guys, and that there's a deposit being placed in this church family. You're the church. And what I'd like you to do for me right now is I'd like you to capture a large deposit. The next Sunday morning, I want you to come and bring the deposit that you've caught tonight. You felt the glory realm increasing every Sunday morning. Did you feel it this morning? There's that wave of the glory come. The most attractive thing to the world is the glory of God. It's like honey. They can't work it out. And you have been called to be carriers of the glory of God, that you would reflect that glory. I know this is crazy, but why don't you just stand and kind of stand there like holding something. Just for me for a moment. And you can sit down again. That's fine. Sometimes I feel we've got to do something when it's prophetic. Hold like a big container and say, just ask God to fill you with more than you need. More than you need. More that you can give out more and more and more. Not only this week, but also next Sunday when you come. That this glory will come. I want to tell you, this church is going to grow at such alarming rate. You're going to need the glory of God. Now just drink it in. Just drink it in right to your heart. It's going to be more than you can handle. Some of you are going to be blitzed right now, but just drink it in because it's more than you can handle. Just drink it in. Just drink it in. It's okay. Just drink it in. Drink it. It's more than you can handle. That's cool. That's cool. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool. Whoa. Oh, that's right. Drink it. Drink it. Drink it. Drink it. Drink it. Drink it. It won't make sense to your mind. Your mind's going to play games with you, but spiritually this is just... Drink it in. Drink it in. Now, God, I pray for faith to be depositors. That we will no longer be passive people in this church, but we will be active givers of the glory. right now, givers of the glory. There's a charge being made to us all that the glory he's depositing within you, you will become active givers of that glory right now. Ooh. It's a corporate anointing that he is increasing.
Michelle, there's an eagle flying around you right now. In the spirit, there is an eagle. It's like a fish eagle, and it's just circling, and it's looking down upon the land that you walk upon. And wherever you go, this eagle follows. And it can see the demonic attack which comes against you. And as these demonic strategists appear, this eagle flies in and attacks every rat, every snake, every demonic force. It's a protection eagle. I sense because of what you walk in, you face many attacks of many different kinds. But the Lord has commissioned to you an angelic eagle to fight off every attack of Satan. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, let her walk in more peace. I just declare more peace over Michelle. Peace, peace, peace. Let her walk in peace, knowing that she has a supernatural protection plan around her. In Jesus' name.
Jono, Jenny's son, Jono, I thought I saw you sitting. Jenny DeBoer, oh, there you go, here. I just had a word for you. I saw you, there's a spiritual muscle the Lord's busy building in your life. And I saw these muscles getting bigger and bigger, and suddenly your shirt just started tearing and popping. It's like, I feel like the Lord's doing such a work in your life at the moment. And I see you having a huge anointing for such an area of influence over young people, and I just feel like the Lord's just wanting to use you in that area. So Father, just thank you for Jono. I thank you for this word for his life. Father, I thank you for the spiritual muscle that you're busy building in his life. I thank you, Father, that this is a season in his life that he can enjoy, Father. And Lord, that I just release that anointing over his life to have such a huge area of influence over people, Lord, over young lives, Father God. I just thank you, Lord, that you just anoint his lips, Father.
That's right.
To be able to share your heart with your children, to share your heart with young people, Father. Just thank you, Lord, for your anointing. We just release it over his life today, Father.
Ooh.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you that he would just run into that calling and he would enjoy it, Father. Would just be in his life, Father. Thank you for that anointing over his life.
Sorry, I just want to add to that. It's incredible anointing. You're going to see people with drug addictions. And you're going to go like this and you're just going to pull it out. Addiction like that. You're going to see people with hurts from their childhood. And even though they are teenagers, you're just going to go, and it's just going to be so good. How's it, mate? And you're just going to pull it out. And they're just going to go down. And the glory is just going to cover them. You've got incredible anointing. Incredible anointing.
For Kerry and Ryan standing there, I saw you. It's the Michael Wright. I saw the two of you, as I know you're getting married soon, but I felt like the Lord is wanting to restore every single bit of hurt and every single bit of disappointment that has ever happened between the two of you in your past lives. And I felt like tonight he is giving you to this treasure chest, and I saw like it's in front of you, and just whatever it's within this treasure chest is just the most amazing treasures, but it's treasures that are your heart's desires, It's the heart's desires that you've thought as when you were a young boy and you thought, wow, I want that, or wow, that will be good, or wow, one day it will look like this, or wow, this is how I would love it, or wow, that is my wildest dream. Will that ever, ever happen? And I just feel like all those things within your mind that the two of you have thought together, now with the two of you preparing to become one, I feel like God is giving you one treasure chest. And he's saying to you that from here onwards, from now onwards, from the day you even get married, this treasure chest is for the two of you together. And he is saying to you that your treasures are each other's treasures. And he's saying to you that your heart is each other's heart. And he's saying to you that those desires are already done. They are ready. They are coming. You are going to walk into them. And I just felt this, you're actually going to be wondering, is this really this good? How can this be this good? There is just such a goodness and a restoration of your lives. And I feel like the Lord really wants to honor you both tonight. Publicly, he's wanting to honor you, and he's wanting to love on you, and he's just wanting to just tell you how much he loves you, how much he's planned this into being. This is no mistake. No mistake. And I just, yeah, wanted to confirm that.
Delight, delight. Jesus.
I just feel God wants to release a corporate anointing of rest over businesses. And it's strange because when you think of business, you think of work. But a few years back, the Lord gave me a picture of a hammock. And he said, I've designed you to operate in the place of a hammock, in that place of rest. And the minute you stand up, you're going to fall off. And I want you to operate like that in your business. And I just want to release, you know, and also I just want to declare that over all of us tonight. Those of you that are in business, just receive that word that the next season is going to be a season of rest. And also I see you sitting with menus. Many of you are sitting with menus and saying, okay, God, well, I'm at this beautiful place, but what do I order? And he's saying, go for the steak. Like now, go for the steak. This is the season where he's called you to order the best. So expect the best over your businesses. And I do. I just release rest over every business, every entrepreneur in this place.
That's right.
Every person that is at a place of creating wealth and work and employment. I declare that your greatest blessing is going to come out of a place of resting in his presence. As you spend time in his presence, becoming completely overwhelmed with who he is. As you behold him, his wealth is manifest in your life, because the word says that as we behold him, we're transformed into his likeness. And then we become providers. You see, we become the providers. So he's the provider. But as we behold him and we rest in that place of identity, that we also become providers.
Gentleman behind Trevor and Jill there. Forget your name, bro. But the Lord highlighted me to you, and he's putting rings on your fingers. I just sense those are rings of authority.
Yes.
And you've felt like in your life you haven't had that much of a voice amongst maybe your friends or amongst your peers or family. But the Lord is saying, I've given you a voice of authority. And I have commissioned you for greatness. I've commissioned you to bring my glory to the nations. I've commissioned you to bring my glory to the world, to the marketplace. Everything you do, there's an authority about what you do. There's an authority in your stature. There's an authority in how you talk and the way you walk. And the Lord is just giving you these rings of authority. The first one was a ring of business authority. That you'd have an authority in the business that you work for right now. The Lord is giving you an authority to speak into some of your superiors' lives. The Lord's giving you boldness as well. Also saw financial authority. The Lord is giving you authority to claim finances, even for your family. You're going to be able to claim finances and call finances into your life. And the other one was family. The Lord's giving you an authority to claim back some of the generational stuff that had happened. Jesus broke every curse at the cross, but often people look at what happened in their family's past. They look at what happened in the past and they say, oh, I might become like that. But the Lord is giving you an authority to step into a new thing for your family. The family that you're going to have, the family that you're going to make, and the family that is going to descend from you is going to be a godly family. It's going to be a healthy family. It's going to be a whole family. And it's an authority which He's putting on your finger tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Just stay in the anointing, guys. Just stay in the anointing. The back. I just saw there's such a gentle anointing about you, but people may look at you and see someone who's gentle, but in the same way that a lamb is very gentle, at the center of the throne is a lamb who is slain. The most authoritative place in the universe is governed by a lamb. And I feel that your gentleness carries an anointing which speaks to demonic forces, which speaks to the powers of darkness, which speaks to the government of this world, and they must listen. And they have to listen. That gentleness is the same gentleness that Jesus governs with. It's the government of the Lamb who sits on the throne, the Lamb who was slain. And I feel like many times you've discarded or disregarded that gentle spirit that you have. You have a very kindred spirit, but the Lord says He's given it to you for a purpose. And that purpose is to speak with authority, to speak with power, to speak with boldness. And it's the same authority that the government of Jesus Christ carries. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Sorry, I'm just seeing oil just dripping off Dom right now. It's just,
yeah.
I just see it pouring off him. He's completely oblivious to it, of course, but it's just pouring off him.
Come on, don't you got a word for them, bro?
I was feeling it.
Yeah, because I actually felt a word for Dom and Rhoda as well.
I'm going to pray for them.
Come on.
Dom and Rhoda, just hold hands or something. Something remotely physical. Stretch out your hands to them for the moment. I just feel, God, what prophetically I'm seeing oil pouring off you, Dom, and I've been seeing a glow over your wife. Rhoda, that's the one. Just stretch out your hands. Isn't it great? God doesn't have a problem if we don't know their names. Father, I am what I'm seeing, I want to see in the physical. What I'm seeing in the spiritual, I want to start to see happening in the physical. So we are prophesying a new sound. A new sound, a new form, a new thing, a new sensitivity, and a new eyes. Dom, put your hands on your eyes right now. Father, you're going to give Dom new eyes. New eyes. Put your guitar down. I want you to pray with me. Father, new eyes for Dom. He's going to start to see clearer in the spirit realm. From this point onwards, Dom, you are going to start to see things that won't make necessarily sense, but you're going to declare them, and God's going to give you a new prophetic sight. We'll prophesy that over you right now. As the oil increases, there's going to be new prophetic pictures. A new sound over the two of you. We prophesy that right now. A new sound, new sight. And this is going to be accompanied with great joy and absolutely no stress. You're going to go home feeling refreshed, no more tired. There's going to be a new sound, a new authority, Father, a new sensitivity. Ooh, ooh. Mm. God says this to you. He's going to grease the wheels of your life. So where it's been sticky, He's greasing the wheels of your life right now. A season where things flow easy. From this moment forth, we prophesy that times where things flow easy. Greased wheels. Greased lightning, Father. Speedies. Anointed. Seeing new stuff. Singing with a new song. We're going to go, what happened to Dom and Rhoda? From this day forth, we prophesy, Father, the greasing of the wheels. Ooh. They need to become really good friends with the guys with the gold. They'd make a good team. Why don't you stand with me, church? Stand with me. Come on.
So I also had a word for them. Can I just also share before? Before Dave even started talking, I was walking towards to get the mic to give you guys a word. Also, I was sitting over there and I saw you both holding hands. And you'd been standing in this water about this deep and it'd been covering your just up to your ankles. And then I just saw you take this big step together and you stepped into this water. And there were these ricocheting effects of water ripples out so far beyond you could ever even see, and these ripples just had such a huge effect. They got huger and huger as they got further from you, and I just saw you stepping into a huge, so much deeper anointing than you've ever experienced, guys. I just see such a huge anointing coming your way, this ripple effect in the atmosphere. And I just feel like the Lord's giving you a new anointing. He's taking you into deeper waters with Him. You're going to experience deeper dimensions of His glory. It's going to have a ricochet effect on every life that you minister to. So thank you for that word tonight, Lord. I thank you for greater dimensions in your glory. I thank you for a greater anointing, Father God. I thank you for prophetic flow in their worship, Father. Thank you, Lord.
I just see that God's not going to give you rands. He's going to give you dollars. He's not going to waste time with rand
pounds.
To rand.
I see pounds.
It's going to be dollars. And it's just going to be big dollars. And it's just open. Let's just look at multiplication in your life and everything that you do. Just multiplication.
Wow.
And everything you do.
Wow. I know this sounds crazy, James. Forgive me. I'm being nuts here, but I just feel God wants. Who would like some wealth? Why don't you just stand up? There's a river. I don't know what it is. I've got something about wealth. I never talk about wealth, but I'm just feeling it. I'm feeling wealthy. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we prophesy the gold and the wealth over every person in this room. Won't you receive that? Come on, just shout something with me and say, Father, I receive your providence and your blessing. Why not? As the glory comes, let there be a glory for wealth and providence over us, Father. That the world will see and say, wow, I want what they've got. It's the glory, it's the glory, it's the glory. The word glory means wait. It means wait. Not to wait, it means wait. The weight literally means the scales that determine how much the gold is worth. The glory, the weight. And God wants to deposit weight. Weight on us. Weight on us.
I think that's a perfect opportunity to take up the offering. No, really, I did felt that in the spirit. You'll notice I've put the bags there, just balancing supernaturally there. So we're gonna go into worship now. We're gonna go back into this place of worship and flowing and jumping and running in the river. We did have communion planned. If you would like to, I'll tell you what. There's no pressure. If you don't want to take it, it's okay. It's okay. You know what? That's okay. You may be offended by that. Sorry. But please, if you want to take communion, you're welcome to. But we're not gonna do it as part of the service or whatever the case is. We'll have it next week as an official thing. If you want to partake, you're welcome to. But right now, as we go into this song, I want you to bring your offering as a wealthy person. Bring your offering, place it in the bag, throw it in the bag, say thank you, Jesus, that this is the beginning of my wealth. Thank you, Jesus, that there is such transformation in my finances. Amen. Amen. Come on, I'm gonna.
Well, if faith could move a mountain,
it's worth.